here in the first hour, but Tracy Clays, Clay Center native, fired at Minnesota. He had sent out a tweet in support of the player boycott that went on initially there when they had some players that it was announced were going to be suspended because of an investigation into some sexual assault allegations, and everything has come back like perhaps that wasn't such a good idea, more or less, for Tracy Clays. That's some of the bare bones details of essentially why he was fired after going 9-4 at Minnesota as Jerry Kill's replacement. So there are some K-State ties and connections here, obviously, with the Clay Center aspect of this and him replacing Jerry Kill. This is where we really need Mitch Fortner, because this is Mitch's guy.
When he graduated from K-State.
What's that?
Graduated from K-State.
Tracy Clays did?
Mm-hmm.
No, I actually did not know that.
Yep.
So there you go. Even more K-State ties to it. But beyond that, just a really interesting story from the standpoint that I think this is going to polarize some people probably, and there will be some people pulling in different directions on this deal, but I am interested to see the fallout of it. We'll talk more about it at 4:50. At 5:10, Brian Haney will be on the show, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, one of my favorite broadcasters to talk with throughout football and basketball season. He's in his first year replacing Bob Davis as the voice of the Jayhawks. But for right now, we will continue to dive into the Kansas State rivalry, K-State playing in Allen Fieldhouse tonight against the Kansas Jayhawks. And Bill Self had some very, I thought, complimentary things to say about K-State. Was able to find some audio from his media session yesterday. And I'll just start with this. This is a general, I guess, overview of what his scouting report is of K-State. But he got asked the question, it seems like they've been off to a pretty nice start. And Bill Self didn't even think that was a good enough way to describe it.
No, they're off to a great start. Not pretty good. They're better than they were last year. They got both guards healthy, which is obviously a big bonus, and Brown and Stokes. And, you know, Snead, I think, is a guy that gives them a lot, because it gives them a lot more depth off the bench. And, Wade's playing well. And Johnson's one of my favorite players in the league. I love his energy and how he plays. And of course, I think personally that they're one of the most improved teams in the country. I really do. I think they're sound defensively, and they're playing with freedom offensively. They're scoring more points. At least it appears to me that they are, and looking to score early, but still very disciplined.
There's Bill Self on K-State. You can't argue with the numbers based on a lot of what he's saying. They're certainly a lot better offensively, numbers-wise. We went through some of that on Powercat Game Day before the Texas game. Now, the Texas game is not what I would point to as Exhibit A on why the offense is better, and also why I say you can agree right now with everything Bill Self has said, but it all comes back to, once again, are things going to look like any semblance of that after you've gone through a couple weeks here of Big 12 play? I'm not going to hold anything against him tonight based on what happens in Allen Fieldhouse. You got a free, maybe not a get-out-of-jail-free card, really. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. You just got a free pass, man, to go in and
house money.
Yeah, house money. Try and do whatever you want tonight in Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah, and I think that Bill Self probably appreciates K-State partially because of the way they defend. I mean, K-State's allowing 10 fewer points a game on the season than KU is. It's 68-58, so that would probably play in there. And I think that what he said about Xavier Snead is a good point, in that maybe that's a good thing that Xavier Snead is coming in as a freshman, because he doesn't know how he's supposed to react to the atmosphere of Allen Fieldhouse. Maybe he'll be playing with a clearer head and be able to make some plays tonight.
As far as Bruce Weber is concerned, the biggest thing that K-State will have to do essentially is playing with patience. And I thought Wesley Owundu actually had the better audio clip of the two describing some of that.
That's a big-time key to win the game. You can't go in there rushing shots because, bad shots leads out to transition or easy buckets for them, especially in their house. So being patient and taking good shots is something we want to do.
That kind of goes along with, in some ways, the aspect of being better offensively. At times, K-State's been able to get out and run, get some easy baskets, get guys like Wesley Owundu going. You have to, I hate to say that you would go into the game and tell them not to do those types of things and try and do those types of things, but the second that you do, you're going to be inducing yourself into a track meet with Kansas, which is not what you want. I mean, that is how you get absolutely run out of the building.
Do you look at it like you do almost K-State football, where you want to play time of possession and
yes,
and basically make it as few of possessions as possible and go ahead and run that shot clock down to 10 every time?
That's really what last year seemed like in Allen Fieldhouse when K-State found themselves within two with 10 minutes left. It seemed like they were able to really slow things down. They got the ball inside DJ, and yeah, they made it more of a half-court game there for a while until Kansas eventually hit them and blitzed them with the run, and they won that game by 18. You know, I mean, that's the other thing about playing at Allen Fieldhouse. You felt like you just plug it along, playing so well, and then it just takes the snap of a finger, and it's gone. I mean, that's how it works in Allen.
That's why I think it's really funny that the spread on this game is 13 points, because it seems like if K-State, or like there are two options, either K-State somehow finds a way to win this game, or you know they lose by 18 or 20 points because of situations like last year. You can play really, really well for 30 minutes and still lose by 18, and it not really seem like that big of a deal.
And this is part of why. Obviously, Kansas has great players, and they play in a huge building that's always filled. So that's a huge part of the advantage to playing at Allen Fieldhouse. But there's also this. I thought this was one of the intricacies of it that Bill Self completely nailed when he was asked about some of the advantage of playing against K-State in the Fieldhouse.
I watched the three K-State games from last year, and the one here, hey, it's a two-point game with 10 minutes left or 12 minutes left. And then all of a sudden, you get that one run. And I think that's what our home court has meant to us as much as anything else, is when we haven't been good, we've been good for 3 or 4 minutes. And that 3 or 4 minutes is a run that has been able to separate ourselves. And of course, a large part is that due to the atmosphere. Guys just get confidence playing here.
Man, he said that, and I literally just said out loud, bingo, to myself. I mean, that they can go in there not playing well, but all it takes is for one thing to spark them off for 3 or 4 minutes, and they'll hit you with a 19-4, 15-0, 12-1. They just pound you with one of those runs, and you get buried, and you get flustered, and it's just too much to try and come back from. Because then, if they're playing with that type of a lead, even if they're not playing at their best, after that, they're still good enough to plod along and keep you at arm's length the rest of the way. You can catch them on an off night, but eventually something will get them going. A big dunk, a steal, a run out, and then they're off and running on one of those classic Kansas and Allen Fieldhouse runs, and that's how they can survive, win as many games as they do there, win as many Big 12 titles as they do there, because other teams just don't have it in them to be able to consistently win at home as much as they do. I mean, that's how they do it.
Well, and even when you're matching them with the best of competition, they're still going to find a way to do that. I'm recalling the Big 12 home opener for KU last year. It's when Buddy Hield in Oklahoma went in there and played one of the best Big 12 regular season basketball games of all time, triple overtime. KU finds a way to win that game. But Oklahoma had that one. They had it locked down, and KU, once again, still found a way to rattle off one of those runs, and that was against one of the best Oklahoma teams we've seen since Blake Griffin.
They've got that, too, and I think that's an aspect of where we get branched off into. You know, we are talking here about usually what happens to teams of K-State's caliber when they're going in there. They can also use that to really ascend above great teams as well, for the most part, too, when they're playing at home against a team like in Oklahoma with Buddy Hield.
Baylor was a really good team last year, and Baylor was down 26-4 after the first, like, 7 minutes of that game in Allen Fieldhouse.
I just laugh because it's like I can relate, man. I remember the first time I ever went to Allen Fieldhouse to watch a game. I think I've been four times, three of which were as a media member. I went one time as a fan, and it was the 2008-2009 season, so the NIT year under Frank. And I was going with a buddy, and we were running late. My friend was making us late, and I kept telling him, I was like, man, I paid like $50 for this ticket. I know how things work in Allen Fieldhouse. If we get there late, like 5-10 minutes late, it's not going to be worth being there because we may be already out of this thing. Sure enough, show up. I believe, I'm going to fact check this during the break. I want to say it was 19-0 or 19-2 the way that game started off. They actually played really well the rest of the way and got it fairly close in the second half before Kansas ran away with it. But I just looked at my friend. I said, man, this is why we can't be late. We had to be here for the pregame if we were going to get any of our smack talk out of the way and have some fun with this thing, because you know what happens when you go in Allen, man. They're going to bury you.
Man, for something like that, I would have wanted to be late and then see the last 30 minutes of a game that's actually pretty evenly scored between the teams the rest of the way.
Yeah, but you just you feel deflated. You just know that even if they do expend all their energy to come back, which was really, I think that was a classic case of it. You use so much energy to come back in the game, you don't have anything left in the tank afterwards, and it didn't work out. I know this is all seeming kind of bleak with K-State and Kansas coming up tonight, but you can hear it here on K-Man starting at 7 o'clock with pregame from Wyatt Thompson on the K-State Sports Network. You can get the Kansas side of things from Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, who will be on at 5:10 when we come back. This will be a funny start to the segment, but both Bill Self and Bruce Weber made pretty humorous mistakes in their media gatherings earlier this week. Who had the bigger mistake? We'll discuss that when we come back.